Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Ah, new and improved, or at least new. Welcome to the program, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. And once again, we encourage you, if you want to do a drive-by, and watch the show. You know, the big complaint is a lot of people couldn't find us on Audience or DirecTV or pay for DirecTV or be able to find us on BR Live. And we do appreciate those partnerships over the years. But now I've taken matters into my own hands. You can go to youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Watch all 3 hours, and more importantly, you can do so for free. Gang's all here, ready to go. Fritzy a little banged up, playing hurt, but he is here, and in body and mind, or at least mind, feels like, or maybe body. I don't know what percentage you are. What would you say you are?
I would say something in the 64%.
64%, and that's pretty good. I'll take that every day from you. Yeah, Paul.
What would you describe his complexion as right now? It's kind of a like a gray day in a cold winter town, like a kind of a palish gray.
I don't know.
Like a Benjamin Moore color.
I just look at a winner. You got the color of a winner who came in and drove an hour to get here.
I definitely feel like I could pass out before noon Eastern.
Yeah.
And that my skin color definitely shows that.
Well, I have my Airstream in the back. Well, no, I don't want you to put those germs on my blanket, my pillow.
I appreciate the offer for a second there.
Biosphere, something like that. But glad to have you here, Todd. It's our first day, and Fritzy did not want to miss that. We just hope that you're going to be able to feel better and you're back to normal tomorrow.
I appreciate that.
McLovin, how have you been over there sitting next to Fritzy?
I think the scary part of the contagious part is over.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously current events is on everybody's mind, and it's always like we're all kind of amped up over here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a wild time in the news.
Yes, it has. And I haven't, like, you notice it, But then I don't want to notice it too much because then it's going to consume you. Now, you know, making sure you wash your hands. Don't shake hands with anybody. If somebody coughs, somebody sneezes. I'm guessing we should do that all the time. But now with the coronavirus and what it means, the impact it's going to have here, I mean, this is global when you think about it. And then, you know, we're talking about the Olympics. Not that the sporting event should be, you know, the biggest thing we're talking about. But in our world, they may have to postpone the Olympics. It's that big. And they probably have a drop-dead date sometime in May where they have to make a decision. But it's certainly something that's being discussed here in the United States. And when it first happened, I thought maybe it's contained there. But it's not. Yeah, Fritzy.
My daughter was supposed to have an exchange student from France coming literally in about 8 days from now. And then my daughter was going to go there for a couple of weeks. And I just got word a little while ago that's all canceled.
Yeah.
Maybe next year they'll reschedule it, but that stuff is all over now.
Well, I wonder what happens when we get to large sporting events, you know, March Madness. You know, is anybody going to have any concerns about that? You know, we don't have anything else where we're getting a lot of people together in one building. You're going to have the championship, Final Four in the championship game, but I don't know if there's anything where people are going to be nervous about going to events like that. But, yeah, kind of scary. And the more you read, it feels like the more I read, the less I know. The more I read, the less serious it is, it feels like. But I'm aware of it, but I don't sit here and go, I'm going to let this just consume me.
Do you make any life changes? Like a little bit more careful, maybe public transportation or whatever it may be?
I just haven't thought of it. I don't know. Maybe I should, but I don't. Because if you let it kind of consume you, it takes over your life there. But it's real, that's for sure. LeBron James had a great night, and they needed every bit of his 34, 13, and 12 performance against Zion Williamson. Zion had a career-best 35. L.A. won the game. They swept the seasonal series with the Pelicans. It's a shame they can't play, you know, at least once or twice a week. That would be great. But this is another great performance by LeBron. And plenty of room on the bandwagon for him for MVP. Alvin Gentry, Pelicans head coach, talking about LeBron James.
I'm just amazed that they talk about anybody other than him for MVP. You know, that's what he does. Everything that he's been to, everything that he's gone, have a chance to win the championship. So, you know, I'm not sure what the definition of MVP is, but he makes everybody on his team better, and it makes it difficult for everybody.
Yep. If Zion wins, or the Greek Freak wins, great. I have no problem with that. Even Zion with Rookie of the Year. Like, John Morant has been great from start to finish as a rookie. I think he's more deserving. Zion is getting the headlines here. He's more spectacular. Although John Morant's pretty spectacular as well. But I would rather award somebody who's done this from start to finish. Zion's come on, and he's been great, probably better than advertised. Ja Morant wasn't really advertised. I think people are seeing him maybe for the first or second time. Maybe they saw one game in the NCAA tournament, or you saw a highlight where he jumped over somebody. But Zion had, 31 nationally televised games last year, and we were waiting for his coming out party. He's been fun. And you saw that on display last night. And Zion, you know, he's still, 19? I mean, that's what's crazy about this. You look at Luka Doncic. Doesn't Doncic feel like he's 26 already? Didn't he go from 19 to 26 in the same year? It just feels like that. Trae Young is exactly that. Trae very young. Ja Morant. Like, you have a great group here. The next wave. Yeah, McLovin.
But you're right. It's like Doncic's been around forever. Like, oh, that guy, he's old news.
It does feel like that. Nothing he does now where you go, hey, did you see what Doncic did? If he does a triple-double, you just go, oh, okay. I don't know. There's just nothing where you go, oh, okay. Trae Young. You just go, oh, okay. That's a nice night. Yeah, Paul.
McLovin's been a Doncic truther for years, saying he's 5 years older than what he says.
He certainly looks it. He's built like that. He plays like that.
Yeah, I mean, that I feel like I lost that battle at some point. So I kind of don't want to miss the Doncic bandwagon in case he gets hot in the spring. I felt like I was behind on that one. You were early on that one. You're like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that you can't undersell, can you?
No, and I think Dallas is really a fascinating team because, you know, they score. That's a great scoring team. And Porzingis is now coming back to what he was when he was with the Knicks. He just had his last game, he had, five blocks and five threes that he made, which has never happened before in the history of the NBA. But you look at the scoring duos, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, they're combining for 62.5 points. Then Anthony Davis and LeBron, 51, almost 52 points. Almost 52 points for Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. The Greek Freak and Chris Middleton, 51 points. Doncic and Porzingis at 47, almost 48 points per game. You know, and I haven't even thrown in, do we know what Kawhi and Paul George, they haven't played very much together. I think they've had 8 games where they've had their starting lineup intact. But if you're looking at Western Conference duos, LeBron, AD, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Luka and Kristaps. I would go LeBron and AD when everybody's healthy, but, you know, that's the big question mark. I just don't know about Anthony Davis. As wonderful as he is, it feels like he's always nicked up. Kawhi and Paul George, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Paul George has been nicked up. Kawhi has load management here. Harden and Westbrook, they play. I'd probably say Harden and Westbrook are the best duo because every single night they're playing. Luke and Kristaps is interesting, but they're not there yet. Yeah, Paul.
But don't you think Westbrook and Harden are more likely to get in a fight with each other than another team? They always look like they're mad at each other, not the other guys.
Yeah.
Not always, but you know what I mean.
But they're working it out on the floor, which is always interesting and at times dangerous. It feels like they're still trying to figure out how to coexist there. But Russell Westbrook has more than lived up to what we thought. Because I thought, is he going to be okay with Harden just pounding that ball? And he has to because he's joining Harden's team. But look at the numbers. I mean, he's averaging 27.5. Look at the game he had against Boston. He had a monster game. Yes, McLovin.
How much better are the Western Conference playoffs than the Eastern Conference playoffs? The way you're describing it, it's going to be a war.
And imagine if the Pelicans would play the Lakers first round. They're a couple of games out. How great would that be?
Hey, well, Memphis destroyed the Lakers the other day with Ja Morant. That's a good AC, too.
I know. Where you go, wait. This is the same Lakers who got destroyed by Memphis, and then they squeak by New Orleans.
Can't we just jump right on the Ja Morant bandwagon if Zion's out of the playoffs? Or is it?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ja Morant's the real deal. He's not afraid. And he's got a better all-around game than Zion does. But Zion, what he does around the rim, that explosiveness.
But Ja's been around a long time, and we've seen this before from Ja Morant. And
what do you mean he's been around a long time?
And even Zion's been around. Now it's about Shake Milton. You have an 8-day window to make it.
Shake Milton from the Sixers. What did he end up with? He had like 39. Yeah, 39 points. And didn't he make all of his three-pointers?
He had a 19 for 25 stretch.
Oh, okay.
In 5 games.
Yeah, Paul.
But look at how interesting the West is. The 7-8-9 team in the West, are the Mavericks, pretty interesting. Grizzlies, pretty interesting. And Pelicans, pretty interesting because of Luka and all that. The 7-8-9 team in the East, the Orlando Magic, the Brooklyn Nets, the Washington Wizards. Yee. I mean, Bradley Beal's fun, but not that fun.
Oh, no. The East is...
You're Magic. You're the only person I know on Earth who watches the Magic.
I know. But, man, it can be really tough sometimes. It just feels like, you know, being on the East Coast, and then I tune in to NBA League Pass, and then there's that damn Wizard game just staring at me, or a Pistons game. And I go, God. And then I feel bad because I go, everybody's probably saying the same thing. All right, I'll watch the Pistons. I'll watch the Wizards. You don't get extra credit. Yeah, McLovin.
I watched the Cavs Sixers the other day, and I think Andre Drummond is a Cavalier. Like,
yeah, he got traded.
Do the Pistons, Pacers, and not the Pacers, they're pretty good, but do they just alternate players? It's all the same team kind of?
I think that they could actually go in at halftime, change uniforms, and play for the other team, and nobody know the difference. they'd just go, man, our team isn't any good. Yeah, Paul.
I thought Andre Drummond, I thought McClellan was making that up. I confirm 6 games so far with the Cleveland Cavs.
Well, they're already a great rebounding team with Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love, and then they bring in Andre Drummond.
Expiring contract. It's not some sort of contract.
Yeah. I mean, Andre Drummond, even though he's been a very good player and improved his stock, but are you going to win with Andre Drummond on the floor as your big man? All right, some phone calls here. Scott in Florida joins us. Hi, Scott. What do you have for me today?
Hi, DP. I just wanted to say Semper Fi and honor your dad first off from one jarhead to another. And the best, I got two best, the US, the World Sevens Rugby Tournament was in L.A. this weekend. And a beautiful textbook, massive hit from the Fijian on the Scottish player. Look it up. It's epic. The worst, of course, was the USA's performance in said tournament with severe arm tackling, which was pathetic.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott. I've been waiting for a rugby update. Finally got it.
I don't think we should mess with Scott, though. He sounds pretty tough.
Well, rugby guys and wrestlers, I don't mess with. I do not. Taylor in Nebraska joins us. Hey, Taylor, what do you have for me today?
Hello, Dan. First-time caller, long-time listener.
All right.
5'9", wore out, 223.
Okay.
I have three QB swaps. I want your opinion on which one would intrigue you the most or which one you would pay to see.
Okay.
Tom Brady to the Chargers, Phillip Rivers to the Patriots. Brady actually leads the Chargers to a Super Bowl, and Rivers actually gets to a Super Bowl with the Patriots, vice versa. Or Brady to the Colts, Andrew Luck out of retirement to the Patriots. They swap 12s. Or Tom Brady to the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo back to the Patriots, possible Super Bowl matchup.
Well, that one's the one that intrigues me the most. I mean, I'd love to have Andrew Luck back in the game, but if you said Brady goes to San Francisco, and thank you, Taylor, for your phone call. Brady goes back home to play for his childhood team. Then Jimmy Garoppolo goes back to New England. And then Bill Belichick finally gets his young quarterback. Yes, Eden.
It's funny to keep hearing people bring that one up. I was watching the Combine this weekend, and Deion Sanders was talking about it.
He says it makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense. Because if I'm New England, I would take Jimmy Garoppolo for Tom Brady right now. If you said that I can, if I'm Belichick and I love Belichick, or Belichick loves Garoppolo, then I would say, all right, then you'll get your guy who's, what, 15 years younger than Brady? Tom's got one or two more years. He goes to San Francisco. All right.
Hot. They're both hot.
They are.
That's definitely the hottest trade of all time.
Of two hot quarterbacks.
Based on looks, the hottest. if we do a draft of hottest trades of all time.
That's right up there.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Like, I can't think of two quarterbacks ever really been traded. Did that happen? So I'm trying to think of hot quarterbacks. I'm thinking, well, if Cam Newton got traded.
I haven't really thought about this, McLovin, to be honest with you.
I'm all in now.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Steve.
Do you think that's why Belichick sent Garoppolo there for nothing with the understanding that in a year or two you're going to send him back my way also for nothing?
Well, you're getting Tom, so you're getting something.
Mm.
Like Belichick says, hey, we won't sign Tom if we can get Jimmy G back. Yes, McLovin.
I mean, it's a no-brainer that Jimmy G is better looking than Derek Carr, right?
I don't want to go down this road today, all right?
You sure?
Yeah, I do.
Depending on the market, Derek Carr is,
Are we going to have the hot quarterback draft?
We've been trying to get that back. Did we do it before? I can't remember. It was a hot guy draft.
No, we had a hot guy draft.
I need a little more time to prep for a hot quarterback
draft. Yeah, my big board's a disaster.
Yeah.
And are we including this year's draft class or not?
Oh, Justin Herbert.
His hair, though, is polarizing.
Justin Herbert's hair is polarizing?
Oh, yeah. Big, weird hair. I like it, but
that's called college moss. Is all that is
big weird hair?
Yeah, that kind of looks like pictures from you at college.
That sounds like a band. Big weird hair, ladies and gentlemen. Big weird hair.
Joe Burrow kept it tight when he was on set.
Yeah. Did you see Jordan Love and Justin Herbert standing next to Joe Burrow? They make him look really thin. Herbert's a big guy. And Jordan Love is a big dude as well. Those two guys next to Herbert, or next to Burrow, it's like, whoa. Yeah, you forget those guys, pretty good size here. Yeah, McLovin.
Well, when Burrow was in set Super Bowl, it struck me as he was kind of a bigger guy. Like, to us. Like,
yeah, he was just taller than I thought. He was slight, though.
He teased his hair up.
Yeah,
to make him look taller.
Looked that way. You know, he added maybe a half inch to his hair. If we would have known his hands were 9 inches when we met him, maybe we need to do that. Every time we go to the Super Bowl and we meet a quarterback, how do we measure their hands without – can I get a patch of wet cement and then have them put their hands in there?
Right.
Hey, this is a tradition. Everybody does this. You know, it's like, what is that, Chinese theater in Man's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, where you put your hands in there? And then we can measure their hands before they get to the combine. We'll make some news. Yes, Michael.
It's great. It's like one of those shows where they try and get DNA from someone, from the perp or the unsub, like... secretly, we'll get secret hand size.
Yes.
And scoop everybody.
Yeah. I didn't think of Tua's hands when I shook his hand or his hand. Didn't even think of that.
You didn't say in your head 9 5/8?
No, I didn't.
9 5/8?
I forget who. Jim Druckenmiller had like 11.5-inch hands. Remember the guy the Niners drafted? So that's why this whole your hand size, it's silly. Wait, what's Joe Montana's hand size? I have no idea. But... I'm going to guess it's under 10. Seemed like he did okay. Yes, yes.
There was one guy, I think it was Okuda, who had two different hands.
Oh, yeah. One of the hand sizes.
Hand sizes. Everyone has two different hands. And one was 8.5, and it said pinky deformation on the official. And he had a 9.5 and an 8.5, and one that was a pinky deformation. This is insane. Oh.
I do like that I say this every year, that the combine, you know, it's on and it's usually background for me where, you know, I'm just checking to see how my boy Rich Eisen is doing. And I like Daniel Jeremiah. And we're, you know, kind of desperate to see some football because it's not necessarily the drills, but then they show you highlights of some of these players. And, all right, but I don't come out of this with a different opinion of anybody. Like, you know, Ruggs the third, I thought, was fast going in, and he's fast coming out. Isaiah Simmons, he was, you know, projected to be a top 10 pick. He's a wonderful player. But then, as my source said, he's great, but not great on tape. So when you see games, that's what it should come down to. How good are you in a game? Because then... like Chase Young, all right, you're spectacular in the Big Ten. How did you do against Clemson? Not much, right? I want to see what you do in a big moment. And there's all this talk about, you know, Tua with the Redskins, and we'll talk about that coming up. Yeah, Paul.
It is fun watching the combine for the highlights, the repackaging at night, but when you're watching in the middle of the day and they got 40 different defensive backs, and all of a sudden here's Rich goes, Trey Smith out of Missouri ran a 4.51 the first run. Ooh, that's a 4.52.
It sounds like Rich is doing golf.
Not what he liked.
Doing the combine. Because I don't know where they are proximity-wise, but he's very respectful. Yes.
They actually talked about that this weekend, why they kind of have to keep it down here as of the golf boys.
Yes.
And they said because it's such a, like, it's so quiet in there and that it's just sort of like the atmosphere isn't like a sports thing. There's, like, people that are actually paying attention to certain things, and it's just more of a subdued atmosphere, so they have to keep it down low rather than be like, bah, football!
Mark Lawrence out of Tampa ran a 4.52. Not what he's hoping for.
And here is the Jeff Okuda out of Ohio State, and he ran a 4.39. Yes, McLovin?
Do you care about this, where they move it out of Indy storyline? And what he says, they're going to put, like, 15,000 people in the stands in L.A. or something. I don't know.
But how many people went to Indianapolis?
I'll check.
I didn't hear the audience. Don't they let the crowd in?
I thought they did do that. Yeah, I'm curious. I didn't hear any. It sounded like
any chance to make money, but I didn't hear. I'm assuming people would want to go to watch the 40.
Maybe the crowd was just as respectful of Rich Eisen. They were totally silent the entire time.
Yeah. a golf crowd would have been louder because there's always some idiot that says get in the hole, but... Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah, and I'm wondering. I mean, it's all about business. So Vegas or Los Angeles or both are going to get the combine, it feels like. Yeah. Loyalty be damned, right? 22 after the hour. Take a break. Back after this with your phone calls in the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Once again, it's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. Geico.com.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larsoul. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Hey, you're calling your shot again. A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear message. It's two stars in LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
More phone calls coming up. Saw where Deontay Wilder said, yeah, let's give it a go, a rematch with Tyson Fury. And I understand it, certainly from Wilder's perspective. I'm going to guess he doesn't wear the 45-pound costume into the ring. Do you know that he actually worked out with a 45-pound weight vest on, working out to get ready for that fight? I don't know if he did that to simulate the costume or he was just working out with a weighted vest on. And that's why when you hear, hey, the costume took, my legs out from me. You know, I was too tired to get into the ring. I'm like, I don't think so. But he's got a chance at age 34 to get another big payday. And if you're Tyson Fury, don't screw this up because you got Anthony Joshua there for a really, really, really big payday. You could do that at Wembley. You could do that fight at Wembley Stadium. You could sell that out. You get 90,000 people in there for that fight, maybe even more. But that's what's at stake here. But Deontay Wilder wants another piece of Tyson Fury. I don't know if anybody's interested in it. I think if the ages were reversed, then I might be a little more interested. Because Deontay Wilder he's a puncher and Tyson Fury is a boxer. But it feels like it'd be the other way around. When you see Tyson Fury, you go, he just looks like one of those James Bond villains or something, where you go, it's just brute strength. He's actually a boxer. Deontay Wilder is the puncher. We talked about Tony Romo and his $17 million a year. Does he become the Kirk Cousins of broadcasters? Like Kirk Cousins, no matter what he does the rest of his life, it feels like he's going to be like 65 years of age, and people go, yeah, $84 million guaranteed. Tony Romo's going to be a $17 million guy. Yeah, Paul.
So you think the tide will turn against him because of the paycheck a little bit, social media-wise?
You might get a little of, oh, that's all you're giving us for $17 million a year? Like, people aren't paying this, but you might. But I couldn't care less. Tony, good for him. Good for Jim Nance to keep Tony in there. It's a great pair. You know, I enjoy watching. I enjoy listening to them. Is he worth it? If somebody is willing to pay it, then you're worth it. That's what it comes down to. And if you get leverage, this is what they wanted, leverage. Tony's people wanted leverage. You got leverage because ESPN was like, we got one chance to get him. And they just blew that chance because now he's signed up for 10 years. He had one chance, and he lost it. Yeah, McLovin.
There's no sport that guys are tied to their salaries more than NBA. Remember, like, John Konkak and John Wall. Did we ever talk about John Wall without his contract?
Well, there's nothing else to talk about. He's injured. I don't know what else to talk. Alan Crabb, I always felt that was the de facto answer for guys who are overpaid. Do you know how much Alan Crabb makes? I've never met Alan Crabb, and he might be a nice gentleman. But we always talk about guys being overpaid, and you're like, Alan Crabb. Yeah, Paul.
We were just discussing, and the Knicks have like half a dozen guys who they maxed out, and after they're not that great anymore.
Wait, who are the Mets still paying forever? Was it
Bonilla?
Bobby Bonilla. I think that's another 10 years on that deal. He deferred all of his money. That was a good business decision. All right, did we change the poll question, or we stay?
Well, I wanted to ask, do you let the analysts affect your view of having football. I'm not sure how you word it, but like I feel like, you know, I'm sort of a Sunday ticket watcher, you know, red zone watcher, where I flip around a lot. So it doesn't – I don't always focus on the color angle.
Well, Jim Miller, who wrote the ESPN book, said last hour that you might stay longer with somebody like Tony Romo if the game is not in doubt. And this is what Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth do better than anybody. They're a great hang because I feel like I'm going to dinner with Al and Chris, and if there's a game that's lopsided – that's a great hang where you're just listening to them talk. And it might not be directed to the action you're seeing, but there's some value in that. But you put the best analysts, best broadcasters on the best games. I don't know if you want a true test of this. Have Tony and Jim Nance do a game with the Jets against, throw out a team. It's boring. Jets-Jaguars. Is the rating going to be much different than if you had Ian Eagle on there? And I don't know if, you know, the numbers are any different. You know, with Tony Romo in there instead of Phil Sims. I don't know. You know, I get a better feel with Tony and Jim than I do with Phil and Jim. But that's because Tony's newer and there's a freshness. Phil Sims was doing it for a long, long time. Yeah, for two.
If Nance and Romo were signed to Jets-Jaguars, my instinct would be, ooh, Jets-Jaguars. Must be some interesting storylines that I'm not aware of.
And then you realize, no, there's not. There's no interesting storylines there. Yeah, McLovin.
Love Ian Eagle, though. We want to play.
Oh, yeah, I think Ian Eagle is great. I think he's one of the more underrated announcers.
He used to do the Nets with Mark Jackson, and the two of them were very, very funny.
I think he still does the Nets.
Yeah, but not Mark Jackson.
No.
Oh, by the way, Jackson, what do you think? Those guys yesterday, they're very relaxed in the booth.
Yeah, I would caution them. It feels like it gets a little sideways with those guys. But I love Van Gundy's sense of humor. I do. I think he's sneaky, great sense of humor. But you just don't want to – because I was listening to Bill Walton and Richard Jefferson and Dave Pasch, and they were doing UCLA, Arizona. And it became less about the game, and that was an important game. Walton by himself is great. But, you know, as the producer, you gotta make sure that they understand there's a moment, there are moments, there's time when you can have fun, but keep it as close to calling the action correctly here. And it got a little loose there for me when I'm watching that. And that was a big game. Yeah, McLovin.
But we always credit TNT's studio show as the best studio
show.
That's
a studio show. There's no game going on. Like, I expect them to be entertaining. But when a game is going on, and I was watching that game. UCLA and Arizona. And, you know, it's an important game. But Bill and Richard Jefferson were, like, it became a little too much about them. And you got to be careful with that. You know, and then Dave Pasch is trying to be, land the planes here at LAX. And it's really difficult. So I just, sometimes when I've been in this situation before where, you know, I've taken things off the rails as well. I understand it. You get caught up in it and you think what you're saying or how you're saying it is really interesting when you're there to get people from point A to point B. Yeah, Paul.
And sometimes it works on second or third tier games. They brought Pat McAfee in, the former Colts punter, on Thursday Night Football on ESPN this year, the college game. And it'd be like Louisiana Lafayette versus Memphis. Not Alabama Auburn. And McAfee had room to roam, and it was fun and had a good time. But I can imagine if you put McAfee on Auburn, Alabama, and it's 1 versus 4, he might have to rein in a lot.
Well, yeah, because nothing's really at stake, you know, Lafayette, Louisiana Tech, or whatever. We're watching, and you're going, okay, like, give me something that might help make this more exciting. But I don't know. When's the last time you tuned into a game because of who was broadcasting the game? Because I just assume, you know, that 4 o'clock, 4:30 game on Fox or CBS is a great game. I'm assuming the Sunday night game is a great game. But I don't go, I'm not interested in this Sunday night game, but Al and Chris are doing it. Yeah, Seton.
Right. I mean, I don't think that you ever tune in because of the broadcasters, but the broadcasters can make the game better.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's kind of the difference because there's some teams that I'm watching the game no matter what, but when you find out it's the B team, you're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, McLovin.
I actually tuned into Gruden because I didn't want to miss out on social media conversation. It was a completely different reason.
I understand that.
It was funny.
Yeah, because he was going to say something that you're going to go, wait, what did he say? We used to play the Gruden game. Like, did he really say this?
That guy's got three ankles. I call that guy a three-ankle guy. And you, poor McDonough's like, what are you talking about, Tirico?
But I always thought Gruden was like the Dr. Phil of football broadcasters. He would just say something that was so random, and you go, what? Like, Dr. Phil always does that, right, Fritzy?
You bought a fancy aquarium. You ain't got no fish in it.
Yeah, and you're going, I don't know what that means. Like, John Gruden, to me, was like Dr. Phil just from, he'd have these expressions. That guy, you got another doctor?
Your cat's stuck in a tree, you're calling the pharmacist. That's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you anywhere.
Patrick in Ohio joins us. Hi, Patrick. What do you have for me today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
This is 6-10-19, by the way.
Okay.
This is Patrick from Albany, Ohio, and I was talking about the combine. They seem to sugarcoat it, and they make it the complete opposite of what it's like in a real game. You talked about how quiet it is there with Rich Eisen, and it would make more sense to get these people out with 100,000 fans or some at least some noise and some music and some yelling and screaming. So it's more realistic to see how they really perform under the lights.
Yeah, but it's not real football. Thank you, Patrick. It's not real football. But it serves a purpose. And it gets you from the Super Bowl, gets you to the draft. From the Super Bowl to the draft, in between, we get free agency, and then we get the combine. All right. Yes, Eden.
I mean, they just spent all that time in college playing in, like, a crazy atmosphere with 100,000 people screaming and a band playing and all that stuff. Like,
that's why these guys always, they talk themselves into something or out of something because of what happened this weekend at the combine. I guarantee you, you got somebody right now telling his GM or his coach or his owner going, man, we got to have this guy. Man, are you sure? You could probably get him mid to late first round. Man, I think we got to go up and get him. Really? You think we got to go up that high to get Jordan Love? I'm telling you, if we don't, somebody else is going to. Yeah, McLeod.
I mean, the Isaiah Simmons train was a bullet train.
Yes, it was.
Until you just shot it down by saying he plays too high, by saying a source said he plays too high, because all the guys on NFL Network were saying 3 and 4 are now a strong possibility.
I'm only going by, you know, my source who said, hey, freakish. He called him freakish, these numbers. But he said he doesn't play like that on tape.
But I think an NFL coach might say I can fix that, right?
I don't know. He didn't offer up. He's not a coach. He's a scout. So he's saying, you know, he doesn't play that way on tape.
Well, the scouts always like tape. Coaches always like the athletic numbers because they say he wasn't coached right. We can coach him up better. That's the old argument inside buildings, right? I've read that.
Oh, I don't.
Coaches don't care what he looked. They said, I can fix that. They all say that, and they never can.
Well, I think that comes with the territory. As a coach, you know, you think you're able to bring in. I mean, that would happen with certain teams. You know, like the Oakland A's in baseball. Like, it didn't matter if we didn't like each other. Come on in, and I'll make you play great baseball. The Oakland Raiders were like that. You know, we would take your cast off. You know, the coaches always feel like they can make you better. I understand that, but that's not always the case. I want to see what you do in a game that I got to tape, not you're running a 40-yard dash or you're doing a cone drill or you're making – like CeeDee Lamb had this unbelievable catch. Look at his tape. You know what – look at his tape. That'll tell you a whole lot more than – boy, look at that athletic catch that he had there. I think that we want the combine to have meaning. I do. In the media, I think we want it to have some meaning here. These NFL writers, you know, they're looking for something to write. I mean, there's only so many things you can say about Tom Brady and free agency here. You know, they need something of substance here. And it feels like they want to validate the combine. And I told you, what's most important, according to a source, is the medicals and what they do on the big board when they draw up plays. For your quarterbacks, they want to know. Those are the most important things. Those aren't even televised. The things that you're seeing. And then Chase Young doesn't run. Joe Burrow doesn't do anything. The importance is their Wonderlic test, what they do at the big board, and their medicals. That's the most important thing, and those aren't even televised. Yeah, Paul.
If you want to go back, you can go to NFL.com and other places and see every year who are the big winners and losers from the combine, and it's a coin flip. Like a couple of years ago, Alvin Kamara, running back Tennessee, he was hurt a lot, but he dominated the combine. Everyone thought he could do everything. And then you say the biggest losers at the combine, Cooper Kupp, wide receiver, Eastern Washington, maybe a great player on the lower level, maybe not have all the tools to be a starter in the NFL. He's a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, he's catching all the time.
He's pretty good. Yeah, McLovin.
Jonathan Taylor, our guy.
I didn't know he was that fast.
No. Like, I think Wisconsin running backs are slow probably, right?
I just knew that every time it felt like he got the ball, he was doing damage. But to run a 4.39, I believe, I was surprised he was that. He doesn't run fast. He might be fast. He doesn't run like he's fast. And there's something about, like, Chris Johnson ran like he was fast. But I didn't get that with Jonathan Taylor. But, you know, he improved his draft stock, you know, if somebody's going to take a running back that high. Take a break. Last call for phone calls on this Monday. Back after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Got this day in sports history. A couple more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Our buddy Pat McAfee, the former Colts punter, I don't know if he was critical of the New Orleans Pelicans with the way that they were, they introduced Zion Williamson, and so they invited him to be the public address announcer. So Pat McAfee took him up on the offer, and this is what it sounded like.
This man has been dunking on little white kids on the internet for 10 years. The impossible, unstoppable, 6 foot, 6 feet on Zion Williams.
That's Pat McAfee.
Dunking on little white kids on the internet for 10 years.
Might be his one and done there with Zion Williamson. All right, a couple of phone calls here. Rick in North Carolina. Rick, what's on your mind?
ADP 61176. Yeah. Two best for the weekend. One, beautiful day here in the mountains to drink beer and celebrate my birthday. Second best was did it while smoking meat on my brand-new Traeger Pro 780.
Look at you. Happy birthday there, Rick. Thanks for the phone call. John in Ohio joins us. John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Good
best
morning.
Of the week was the Zips 5'7 point guard, Lauren Christian Jaskin, scoring 35 in consecutive games against Bowling Green and Buffalo.
All right.
The worst of the weekend was the Bowling Green game was a close loss. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you, John. Thank you. I like, you know, getting those weekly updates on Mac basketball there, just in case it slips my mind on the to-do list. Paulie? This day in sports history.
1927, Babe Ruth signed a 3-year deal with the New York Yankees. What was it per year? What did Babe Ruth make a year in 1927? Who wants a piece of it?
$14,000.
$70,000 a year for Babe Ruth.
Oh, that's when he had the quote, "You make more than the president," and he said, "I had a better year."
Yes. 1962, Wilt,
which is true.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points against the Knicks. Final score 169-147. 2014, Indianapolis Colts signed Peyton Manning to a 7-year, $98 million deal with $34 million signing bonus. It was the largest package of deal in the NFL ever at that point.
Hmm. Wasn't, when John Madden was making $7 or $8 million a year, wasn't he the highest paid person in the NFL? And I'm talking about players as well. I don't know how many guys were making more than John Madden was. And I didn't hear somebody say, oh, you know, that's why we have a problem with our collective bargaining agreement. You got an announcer making more than, 95% of the players here. Now you got Michael Thomas saying this and Odell Beckham Jr. about Tony Romo's contract. That's the networks who need him to be, he's one of the star players. He's an actor. If you take away an actor from some, a show, it'd be damaged. You want to keep that team intact. It's a TV show. That's all. But we get, people up in arms about what Tony Romo's making. All right. He makes more than Michael Thomas does or whatever. Odell Beckham. All right. He's broadcasting the game. And last time I looked, I don't think Odell Beckham should be critical of Tony Romo's contract. Tony shows up, plays well, and plays at a high level. Broadcast at a high level. How about that? Odell, I'm going to quit. No, all right, quit. Try it. Let's see how you do. Look like you might have quit a couple of times.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wow.
Well, that's going to get to him on social media. All right, whatever. Yes. just get your act together, players, God. That's proof that we need to have a new collective bargaining agreement. Tony Romo. What is Romo as far as highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL?
17 is probably low now.
Yeah.
17 is a hell of a number for the color commentator.
But. Oh, it is. It is. But leverage. He had offers. He had an offer from ESPN. Fritzy, what did you learn on today's program?
40-20 Greek Freak can do a bit more than just run up and down the court.
And dunk, yes. McLovin, what did you learn today?
Peter King says Redskins and Tua is not happening in a million years.
Yeah, it was broken by a Florida newspaper, not a Washington, D.C. newspaper. That's what I found interesting. That's why I thought maybe it's planted. Sean O'Connor.
The one hole in Giannis' game, trash talk.
Mm. And free throws, too, I think. Paulie?
His second to last year in the league, Tony Romo made $17 million as a starter.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Deion Sanders said at the combine that it makes sense for Brady and Garoppolo to be traded for one another.
What we learned brought to you by Tecovas boots that are handmade full-grain leathers, world-class bootmakers. Tecovas cuts out the middleman, sells directly to you at amazing prices. Shipping, returns, exchanges, free and easy. Visit Tecovas, TECOVAS.com/DP. Tecovas, Western goods for new frontiers. Talk to you tomorrow.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.